Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to be with you again. Last week, when Max spoke to us, he asked us a couple of questions. What do we need to change? And what can we do to be more like Jesus? One thing we can't do is change the past, but we can change how we think about the past. You can't change your past, but you can change how you allow your past to affect your present and your future. You can't change your past, but you can learn from it. And the theme this week is do what Jesus did. So, let's turn to the Bible to see what that is. Today's readings are both from the book of Matthew. And in Matthew 4, verses 18 to 25, we have the calling of the first disciples. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. So here we have two sets of brothers, all of them fishermen. Now, I don't know too much about fishermen in Jesus' day, but I would imagine that they were quite rough and ready. Their language might have been quite ripe. And they're probably not the sort of people you would expect a rabbi to call and say, "Follow me." Indeed, James and John were also nicknamed the Sons of Thunder, probably because of their fiery tempers. Really, not the sort of people you would want to be your disciples and to follow you. And these four men, as soon as they heard the call, they left their boats, they left their nets, they left their livelihood, and they followed Jesus. That's quite amazing, isn't it? James and John were even out fishing with their dad, Zebedee, but they left him. They left their boat and they followed. How amazing is that? And for me, there's some similarities between the calling of the first disciples and the calling of Abraham. In both cases, God took the initiative, and the response of obedience was immediate. There was also a promise to turn the people into a force to be reckoned with. Abraham was to become a great nation, and through him and his descendants, all the families of the world would be blessed. The disciples were turned into a force bringing humans into the kingdom of God. And then it says, after Jesus called the disciples, he went throughout Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness among the people. And the closing verses of chapter 4 are the first of Matthew's many summary statements about Jesus' fame spreading throughout a region. The region Jesus was preaching in here was located on a major trade route that linked Damascus to the north with Egypt in the south. And all the villages and towns were reasonably densely populated, and so Jesus' fame spread. So what can we learn from this about doing what Jesus did? He called close friends to him who would support him in his work. Who are the people who surround you, who support you? Are they people who support you in God's work, or do they prevent you from doing God's work? And Jesus went about healing the sick. He looked after the needs of others. Do you look out for the needs of others? Do you pray for those who are sick or in need? Let's just pause for thought a minute there. Our second reading today also came from the book of Matthew. And this comes right from the end of Matthew. In Matthew 28, and it's actually the last five verses of Matthew, and we often call it the Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. When they saw him, they worshipped him. Do we respond to Jesus with a heart of worship? But some doubted. Do you know, it's okay to doubt. It's okay to ask questions, because Jesus doesn't want us to follow him blindly. He wants us to engage the brains we've been given and to follow because we want to, not just because we're told to or because we think we ought to. And then Jesus came upon them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Jesus moved in the power he'd been given. And then verse 19. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you to the very end of the age." Therefore, go and make disciples. In Matthew 4:19, Jesus had promised to make the disciples into fishers of men. And now we've got this in a concrete form. And the words of the Great Commission are centred around two active verbs, go and make. We need to be an active participant in this mission. We can't do what Jesus did by being passive. It's our duty to go and make disciples and to do what Jesus did by spending time investing in relationships. Jesus chose 12 of the most unlikely people to be his disciples. He spent time with them. He shared meals with them. He didn't turn them into converts. He turned them into disciples. He turned them into apprentices of him. And our job is to go and make disciples with the promise that God will be with us to the very end of the age. If we're a disciple of Jesus, we are his apprentice. We need to grow in what he did. What did he do? He preached the gospel. He taught the way. He was healing the sick, casting out demons, eating and drinking with people far from God. He did justice. He was a peacemaker. He prayed. He prophesied. He stood up against religious and political corruption. As an apprentice of Jesus, our goal is to do all of this. So as we finish, I just want to leave you with a couple of questions. How far are you on your journey being an apprentice with Jesus? And then secondly, how can we as a church support one another to become more like Jesus so that we can do what Jesus did?
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.